We are at the 2019 QNUT GAC in Washington, D.C. And look who I ran across, Mr. Mike Weber.
Yeah.
From CU Student Choice. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Funny seeing you here, Mike. Who knew?
Who would have thunk, you know?
Yeah, who would have thought it? Well, I'm glad that I did run into you.
Yeah,
we can
chat
about a few things here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think this topic is, very relative to many, many credit unions out there, and it's how to build lifelong relationships with young adults / members who are going to be members.
Absolutely.
So how do they do this?
Well, there's quite a few ways, but we think we've got some interesting ideas that they should consider. So I kind of want to approach this maybe in two different ways, two angles.
Sure.
So Student Choice, we've been, for those of you who don't know, we've been around for 10 and a half years now. Hard to believe. I've been here since day one.
Decades.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy to think about. And, you know, the core of what we do is education finance solutions. Mm-hmm. So we help credit unions offer school-certified in-school private student loans as well as student loan refinance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with several different products, credit unions really drive the show here.
Right.
It's a product they own. It's mm-hmm. their member. It's their loan. They're retaining these assets on their balance sheet. And we're kind of helping throughout the entire process to keep it really short and simple.
Yep.
And, you know, I think a real simple way to think about this, it's a great way to connect with that younger generation because, you know, college-bound students and families are in significant need of assistance. We all know that. Mm. I don't think we need to get into the details. We could spend 2 hours here talking about that.
Completely.
And unfortunately, I don't know that we'd have an answer for it at the end. So, you know, the simple answer of what we're trying to do is to help credit unions offer a helpful product at arguably one of the top two or three most important financial moments of a person's life.
Yeah.
You know, we think about buying your first house, we think about retirement planning, but when you think about, you know, paying for college, you're talking mm-hmm. about a significant investment that does extend mm-hmm. over a long period of time, so it's right up there.
Mm-hmm.
So credit unions are very active in those other situations, but not so much on the college planning and college funding
mm-hmm.
side. And so we've been helping credit unions do that now for quite a long time. We've, you know, just a few numbers. I don't want to get too down into the weeds, but we've helped about 85,000 students and families. And I say students and families because this really is a family decision.
It affects the whole family, exactly.
Absolutely. Well over $2.5 billion originated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, currently managing a portfolio that's about $2.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's been quite an interesting 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we, so that's the simple way, right? This is a great product for young adults. They need this type of a product.
Yeah.
And that's the real simple way. Probably the other way to think about this, and something that I think we are continuing to evolve as we grow, which is the loan is just one aspect of it. And there's a whole other spectrum here of maybe helping people make smart financial decisions that in some ways maybe helps them avoid the loan,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, credit unions, when they do this type of lending, I'd say the number one reason we often hear is they want to connect with young adults.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to just pile on more student debt. That's not the number two reason. Yeah, let's just pile on more debt.
Right,
no, that's
right.
not it. They know that a product is needed, so they want to help with a good product that they offer, that they control, that
mm-hmm.
they serve their community
mm-hmm.
with. You know, but secondly, they want to build those relationships. But I think they want to do it in a way that also helps people make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big mysteries about paying for college is so many families are simply uninformed about
completely.
How to do it.
Completely.
It's because
completely.
It's like a black hole.
Yeah.
Even for folks who've been through it with a child, it's just, you know, you talk to anybody who's gone through it, and it's very confusing.
Well, it's almost like paralysis through analysis type of thing.
That's how
we have seen it.
Or you see a lot of, you know, we did a focus group a few years back, actually, where we brought in young adults with significant student debt,
mm-hmm.
Some of whom had student debt through a credit union that works with Student Choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought them together in Chicago. It was a really eye-opening experience.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on the other side of the glass and I watched this.
Mm-hmm.
And to a person, you know, maybe not to a person, but many, when the simple question was asked, you know, how did you decide how to pay for college or pick a college? So many simply said, well, you know, my parents just said, you decide whatever you want, we'll figure it out later.
That is not
a good strategy. Would you, you know, would you recommend that to somebody buying a house or a car or anything?
We'll figure it out
later. Unfortunately, that's what happens. So we have this uninformed consumer. So early on in Student Choice's days, we did build in some really neat tools and resources from a company called iGrad, actually based out in your neck of the woods in California.
Oh, okay.
And they work with colleges all over the country, do a great job. So we have this really robust set of tools and resources to help specifically young adults mm-hmm. in this situation. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of years, and we've also, through our on-site member seminars, we have a team of people that are doing these hundreds across the country mm-hmm. every year as mm-hmm. part of our program. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it sort of, you know, online and in person. We are, you know, absolutely trying to make a difference mm-hmm. in how people think about paying for college to help them make good decisions. And as you are aware, just because you've talked to a couple of my cohorts recently, we've kind of even expanded that further. Just recently, we signed on with a company called Edmit that is, I think, one of the most dynamic platforms I've seen in college planning. And actually, just interestingly enough, last week they won a prestigious award at South by Southwest Education.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they were one of the top prize winners. So it just shows you what they can do.
Pretty awesome site. Pretty awesome resource.
And it's basically with just a few simple tidbits of information about the household, about the students in grade point average, mm-hmm. et cetera, mm-hmm. you can get a real look at what a college actually costs. Every college has a sticker price. Mm-hmm. The key here is nobody pays that sticker price, okay? Because of scholarships, because of financial aid, because of so many different variables.
Right.
So what they've done is created a really robust tool that is actually easy to use, though, for the consumer. Doesn't, you know, you can just put in basic information and you can actually compare across multiple colleges. You know, what is it going to cost me based on my situation? Mm-hmm. What is it really likely to cost me? Mm-hmm. And what type of debt do these students that go to these colleges normally take on? Mm-hmm. What type of income do they have 5 to 10 years into their working life mm-hmm. after they've gone to that college? Mm-hmm. And the whole idea here is that you're not an uninformed consumer. Nick Dukoff is the founder of Edmit. Nick talked about this when I first met him. He said, you know, we want to be almost like a Consumer Reports. Right?
So I totally see that.
Yeah. So you can actually educate yourself.
Yeah.
And this is like a... You know, it seems really like, yeah, this is what we need. And it's interesting, there are college scorecards out there, and you know, the government has done one, mm-hmm. things where you put in bits of information, mm-hmm. you learn some things.
Yep.
But nothing is at the level that this is at. And
totally
so what we're doing is gonna partner with them and with a very, you know, very, very reasonable cost, a credit union can have a co-branded platform that they can roll out to their members. Their members will get X amount of things for totally free, mm-hmm. and then a discounted access to even the broader set of tools.
Okay.
And so it's, we think, just a true win-win situation. So we're really excited. This is very much brand new. So we're pretty pumped about it. It's always fun to have a new toy. And I think it just shows, like, you know, we often talk about trying to be a holistic provider of, you know, student lending solutions. Mm-hmm. You know, student lending solutions, it's more than just a loan. And we really do believe that. And we've tried to live that with, you know, like I talked about, doing the the personal education, the iGrad online tools.
Yeah.
We have a college access counselor on our staff that literally works one-on-one with families. She's counseled hundreds. And we just added that position a couple years ago. And last year, the numbers just really took off.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
And I think it's something that we're going to probably continue to invest in, especially if we roll out something like an Edmit where...
You have to expand that role big.
Absolutely. And so we're kind of seeing this as a whole new direction. Like, you know, obviously we want to have the solutions on the lending side because that's mm-hmm. just critical.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a whole nother direction. And then on the back end is another product you're familiar with, is a company called Future Fuel that we've connected
mm-hmm.
with. Again, a young startup that's doing some great stuff that just had a round of financing actually announced last week where they've had some very, very large entities contribute to the cause.
And didn't they start through DCU's financial or their
FinTech Innovation Center?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's a credit union connection.
There is a
right
credit
there.
Union connection here, which mm-hmm. is, we just think is great.
Yeah.
You know, and so they are very focused on the student loan benefits, repayment benefits
mm-hmm.
side, which has become a very hot topic in the last really probably 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, a situation where a credit union can you know, contribute some sort of a repayment assistance mm-hmm. to their employees mm-hmm. to help them repay student loans. And even if they don't necessarily provide repayment assistance, but it also brings together just a broad set of unique tools that mm-hmm. allows young employees to consolidate all their student loan information, gives them really good info on how to best repay those loans. Mm-hmm. Again, because mm-hmm. you have federal student loans, you have private student loans, you could have a parent loan.
Oh,
that, you know, it's a mess, right? And you have all these repayment programs. That, you know, the government has, with the government program, you know, the government is by far the biggest student lender there is.
Right.
And they have a plethora of repayment programs. But it's really confusing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people just don't understand how to really use it to their best advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, another tool that can really help. And then, of course, a credit union, you know, in a marketplace where, you know, challenging to really bring in that talent and keep that talent
mm-hmm.
in the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, we think, a really powerful tool to keep those really strong young employees who have, you know, undergrad degrees, advanced degrees. Let's keep them in the system. Let's
mm-hmm.
give them a benefit that they truly, truly are going to value.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we think it's a win-win situation. So
Completely.
That's, you know, something we're really psyched about as well. So I think we're, again, you know, we've got our core solution, we've got some of those things in place, and now we're just keep adding on to this thing. So when we say holistic, I think we are, you know, preaching what we, you know, well, I don't know, we're preaching it, we're actually doing it, I guess,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, you're walking your talk.
Right, it's easy to say it. It's
mm-hmm.
another thing to really do it. And I think that's why we're really excited about that, because
yeah.
it just brings it all together.
Yeah, I think these are such no-brainers for credit
yeah.
unions, because it's such a huge value add.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both of these.
Yeah.
Both Edmit and Future Fuel.
Right.
Oh my gosh! I mean, just
yeah.
to have your credit union offer that to
mm-hmm.
not only the parents but the kids or vice
right.
versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
It's like,
and you
what
know,
a great
the
resource.
The other thing with Future Fuel that's pretty interesting is that is the ability to then actually take that and go out to a SEG, for example, a select employee group. And because, again, many companies outside of the credit union space
mm-hmm.
are looking at this. A lot of very large companies already have these programs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one a couple years ago that really made a lot of news was PricewaterhouseCoopers. It was one of the first really big entities to develop or to put into play a good repayment assistance program
mm-hmm.
for their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've seen that now, of course, matriculate down all
mm-hmm.
across industry. And so, again, you know, credit unions have very strong relationships with a lot of large and mid-sized
mm-hmm.
companies across America who absolutely are looking at this. Their HR people are looking at this type of solution. What a great way if a credit union brought them, if that company's credit union brought this idea
yeah, yeah.
to the table
Good idea.
And said, hey, we have this awesome tool.
You guys can use
and
it too.
You can use it too.
Mm-hmm.
Now the credit union has shown, again, its value to that select employee group and is now, you know, putting themselves, again, in a perfect position to help. So, again, we, you know, we see that as really a kind of a multi-level approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, pretty excited about what
oh
we can do
gosh,
there.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are, I mean, how did you discover, I mean, and Future Fuel? I mean, I don't mean to go off track too much, but
yeah.
I'm just real quickly, I'm just
right.
kind of curious how you guys discovered them.
Yeah, it, interestingly enough, you know, you mentioned Future Fuel coming out of the DCU FinTech
mm-hmm.
Center.
Mm-hmm.
Edmit also
oh,
came
did?
Out of that,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
And DCU is a client of Student Choice. They are one of our founding
well,
owner
there you
credit
go.
Unions.
There
so
you
we
go.
Have a great relationship with them. You know, we and so I think we kind of always kept an eye on that a little bit, and we became aware of them through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because kind of keeping an eye out. And, you know, it was just kind of funny when we saw what they were and like, oh my gosh, what a perfect connection.
Yeah.
And then just having a chance to get to meet the people behind them
yeah.
With Nick and Laurel
uh-huh.
and the teams that they have, just really impressive. Great ideas on the Edmit side. Nick and his co-founder Sabrina came out of the higher ed world. Both, you know, were financial aid professionals
mm-hmm.
at colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laurel is, you know, came out of Google and, you know, very impressive track record. A lot of great ideas. Doing
mm-hmm.
some really neat stuff. So yeah, we're pretty excited about it. Just, you know, like I said, you know, it's the holistic thing. It's the, you know, really building out this true, well-rounded
mm-hmm.
platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, student lending is, you know, it's a need. And, you know, technology and how you originate a loan is important. And maybe, you know, what you do with it, of course. But that's all, you know, that's just one piece of it. And we think there's so much more that can be put
yeah.
around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a credit union. I think it's a space that credit unions want to be in. They want to be a trusted advisor during these really important, you know, phases of life. And it's not just a phase, it's an important financial
mm-hmm.
phase of
mm-hmm.
life. And it's sort of the, you know, it's kind of, you know, student lending is not necessarily a problem created by credit unions, but it's a problem we have to help deal with.
Yeah.
We deal with it every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk to credit unions all the time, and you know, you talk to a mortgage lending person at a credit union, and they would say, yeah, you know, it gets frustrating. We see a lot of young adults with a lot of student debt, and you know, it's the debt to income issue, and we're not sure what to do.
And
these are the types of situations that we're faced with. So it impacts the business in a lot of ways. So why not, you know, find solutions that can help be a part of that equation?
Totally.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are poised for a nice 2019, I think.
Yeah, we're
two
hopeful.
Partnerships.
Yeah, yeah, we're hopeful.
Really cool. And again, I just think it's such a no-brainer for credit unions to offer something like this, because it not only enhances their resource value,
right,
but also introduces credit unions to a younger
Absolutely.
Generation.
Yeah.
In their college, their formative years, mm-hmm. like you said. And
yeah.
If all goes well, like, yeah. they're with them for life.
Right.
So
and it's, you know, it's kind of neat too with these two new solutions. You know, for credit unions that work with us on the student lending side, of course we're gonna, you know, work with them. But even if a credit union isn't working with us on the student lending mm-hmm. side, we absolutely can still, you know, work with them on these types of solutions.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is kind of open to the entire market
mm-hmm.
In every way. So even if, you know, a credit union has any, does it for whatever reason is not in the student lending arena right now, it's okay. There's still other opportunities to help. So we're excited. There's a lot out there. I think for us, we got to prioritize in 2019 and figure out how do we do this.
That's a good problem to have.
Right. How do we do it wisely? But we're just getting it out there now.
Yeah.
So we're hearing some really good feedback. A lot of folks see it and go, wow, I wish I had seen this when I was putting my child through college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when I was looking for,
exactly.
for colleges and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I saw. I'm like, where was this when I was a...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
well,
18-year-old goofball, you know.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, we think about, you know, I have daughters who are twins who are freshmen in high school, and so I'm right on the precipice of this.
There,
you know, we're trying to figure this out, and you know, so many. You know, I am the classic, I guess, average credit union member. I'm 47 years mm-hmm. old. Average age of a credit union member
You're
is
right
47.
There. Oh my gosh!
Like I am the average credit union person. Like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. But you know, so I just personally, I understand sort of what is happening out there so I know that it's an area that I think credit unions can just be so much more of an advocate in
mm-hmm.
if we can find the right solutions, and I think that's what we're starting to find.
Yeah, you definitely scored on this one.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you
the
much.
Time as always. Good stuff, man.
All right.